Hegseth, allegedly sharing information about pending strikes on Yemen with his wife and others in a group chat. The White House labels it a non-story. A slow-moving, intensely powerful storm system brought heavy rains, large hail, and tornadoes to parts of Texas and Oklahoma, Illinois, Missouri, and beyond over the weekend. There were numerous high-water rescues, trees down, power outages across a vast area. The fierce weather left at least three people dead. The skies are clear and temperatures cool for the 129th Boston Marathon, now underway. On Wall Street, the Dow down 659 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Residents in parts of Baltimore and Carroll counties are continuing to clean up and assess the damage caused by a quick-moving weekend storm. The storm blew through the area late Saturday and early Sunday, leaving yards and roadways littered with downed tree limbs, power lines, and other debris. One driver told WJZ-TV that he was driving on Middletown Road when he ran into a fallen tree at around 5 a.m. Sunday. He says there were no cones or flares, and he went right through with the tree, taking off most of the top of his car. He says he's lucky to be alive. One person is dead and three others are wounded after separate weekend shootings in Baltimore City. Late Friday night, a man was shot in the 600 block of Allendale Street, and he died at a hospital. At around 6 on Easter morning, a man and a woman were shot in the 300 block of Utah Street, and just before 7 last night, a man was shot in the leg in the 200 block of North Montford Avenue. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowi at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowi now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
While the Oriole lack of pitching may be drawing the most attention, let's not lose sight of the Birds' silent bats, muted once again in yesterday's 24-2 lesson administered by the Reds. Oriole center fielder Cedric Mullins addressing the issue.
Keep having that back and forth where we'll play a couple good, struggle on the back end of a couple. You know, I think it's just a matter of continuing to be consistent throughout a series. You know, I think that's been our struggle so far.
Birds are off today, begin the 3-game set in D.C. tomorrow night. NFL draft begins Thursday night from Green Bay. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta assesses the class.
Contract status and all those other things that go into it, the health of our players. In the end, I think this is a really, really pretty good draft class with talent across the board. And as we see the players come off the board, we'll wait for a good one to fall to us.
College lacrosse over the weekend, the 7th-ranked Maryland women defeating number 8 Johns Hopkins 13-11, Maryland's 800th program win, the most by any women's college lacrosse program in the country. Men's action, Terps defeat Hopkins 11-8. Maryland improves to 10-2 and have now won 10-plus games in 22 consecutive seasons, excluding the COVID year. Towson over Fairfield 14-9, clinching home field in the CAA playoffs. And UMBC closing out an impressive America East run 19-11 at NJIT. They have a chance to host the America East tournament if Bryant loses next weekend. Coming up in 30 minutes, inside the mound woes that plague the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds today. Not expecting any rain until later on tonight. 70 the high today. Showers scattered overnight. Then tomorrow, turning out partly cloudy. 80 tomorrow. Wednesday's dry. 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 58 degrees in Dundalk, 58 in Owings Mills, and 58 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Happy Easter Monday to you. Again, I hope everybody had a great weekend, and I hope you were able to enjoy the beautiful weather if you are in the state of Maryland. Before the break, we were talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen, and of course, everyone's talking about his trip to El Salvador to meet with a MS-13 gang member by the name of Kilmar Garcia. And before the break, I told you that I did have some sound to play for you from Sheriff Jeff Gaylor in Harford County. He did sit down with Fox 45 to talk about Senator Chris Van Hollen's trip. And it's not lost on me that Sheriff Gaylor, he was there as they were searching for Rachel Morin. He was there as they were trying to figure out which suspects could be involved. He was there when it was time to comfort the family and having to tell the family that they found Rachel on the Ma and Pa Trail. He was there through all of it. He was there through the trial. He was also there when we learned about the death of Kayla Hamilton. And so here is someone that has experienced not just the fact that he's a sheriff, right? He's experienced firsthand what an MS-13 gang member from El Salvador is capable of. And that's basically what Senator Chris Van Hollen is doing. He's defending an MS-13 gang member from El Salvador. Take a listen to what Jeff Gaylor had to say at Fox 45.
Joining us now to weigh in, the man who led the investigation into Morin's death, Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So let's start with those comments that we just heard her making. You know, this is still so fresh for her, for you, for all of Harford County, this horrific murder by an illegal immigrant in Harford County. Do you think what she said, do you think Van Hollen's priorities are in the right place here?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, again, how can your heart not go out and break when you hear a mom tell that story about the tragic loss of her daughter, the unnecessary loss, because we do such a bad job with our immigration system, border security here in this country, an individual who should not have been here with gang affiliations, who's accused of murdering a woman there, comes here to our country, commits crime, takes Rachel's life. We had an MS-13 member here in the country illegally the year before, Kayla Hamilton's case, in our county as well. You know, it's heartbreaking to see these moms who have lost their daughters in such horrific ways rape, murder, right. And yet who are we coddling? We're coddling an individual who, if not MS-13, he has MS-13 ties, 100%. More than just the clothing, there's information out there. That's who we seek to coddle and look out for. And, you know, I'm all for due process.
Right.
I understand that he can't be, the instruction, as you said, couldn't be deported to El Salvador. Well, then take him to the embassy and deport him elsewhere, because he can be deported and he shouldn't be in this country. He poses a threat to public safety.
And there you have Sheriff Jeff Gaylor. As I said, he sat down at Fox 45 over the weekend. And as you heard there, you know, very matter of fact, right? And clearly, it's not that he's taken a side at all. He's being a sheriff, and looking at this as any sheriff would. And I just, of course, I want to get your reaction on this. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. I know we have Robert in Dundalk on the line. Good morning, Robert.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the due process everybody's worried about, you know, given the illegal or MS-13 gang member, whichever, if he's legal or not. But, yeah, I was thinking of when January 6th happened, they had some of these people in there that couldn't get a speedy trial. They had to sit in solitary confinement. Even the Geneva Conventions, they broke that. They had people in there had scurvy, I think it was called, like that we never had forever because they wouldn't give them the right medicine. They were going blind and all kinds of madness. They had the DC jail was so dirty that they were trying to get sent to Gitmo, and they wouldn't send them there. They said, they were only paying attention to them because they were white or some crap. But yeah, it was like, and nobody was worried about them people. It's like, I believe in giving everybody fairness, you know, but it was like, that was so brutal to me, and I couldn't believe nobody was speaking out. You know, being they attacked the Capitol or whatever that thing they were saying then. But they have so many people that was in there getting tortured so bad. They were like, their minds were even, to where one guy killed himself because he couldn't take it, even thinking about going in there. I forget, but there was a lot of stuff there. But the people in there that made it was like, nobody was reaching out to them. What's her name? Margie Taylor Greene went there once, and she was trying to shed some light on it. But it was so brutal to me; I just couldn't believe it was. We were allowing that to happen, but I think the government had everybody afraid to protest or whatever, because you see what they did to all Trump supporters that came anywhere near the Capitol.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just what I was thinking. You know, I believe in fairness, but I don't know why we're all outraged about, you know, in an uproar. It don't seem like it's genuine to me. It's just like they want to hurt Trump or something, because how could we be? So that's about it. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Thank you, Robert, so much for the call. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
I hope you have a great week. You know, we did mention that earlier about the J6ers, and Robert is correct in that. You didn't have anybody show up for their due process, and they were absolutely born here in America. Again, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the Trump administration work with El Salvador to logistically move Kilmer Garcia to another country? So far, 94% of you say no, and you've got 6% of you say yes, because that was another piece here, right? I mean, the Supreme Court, apparently there were many judges that said that Kilmer Garcia should not have been deported to El Salvador. He had the docs on his file that said he should not be deported to El Salvador, which I think further confirms that he's an MS-13 gang member, right? He can't go to El Salvador because he fears his life. Yet, if you think about it, when he was rejected for seeking asylum, why was he rejected at that point? You know, what was the rejection for? You know, at that point, was it because that judge believed that he had ties to MS-13? We'll never, you know, we don't know this. But the fact that he can't go to El Salvador is because, obviously, that there's something very dangerous going there. But it's not, that's what's so crazy about this. Usually when you're fleeing a situation, right, from, you know, any country south of the border, any country in general, and you seek asylum, more likely than not, the asylum judge is going to say, you know what, yes, we'll go ahead and grant this, and you work on becoming an American citizen. But even though Kilmer Garcia's life was obviously in danger in El Salvador, he still was not granted asylum. So there's a lot of questions here and a lot of information we obviously do not have. I got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, you wanted to weigh in on this?
Yes, good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Yeah, so the reason that Kilmer, his life is in danger from being in El Salvador is the same reason that many of the citizens who fled El Salvador to the United States, life is in danger as well. The gangs there extort the people. They extort the businesses. They extort whatever they possibly can for money.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe, real quick. If that's the same as everyone else, why are they being granted asylum and Kilmer Garcia is not?
There's a lot of people who come to the border who are not granted asylum under Trump's administration, who are not gang members.
Okay, this wasn't under Trump's administration, though.
It was in 2019.
Well, so apparently he had been here before that as well. So
okay.
I guess I'm looking at this situation, and then, you know, if you think about it, he sought asylum, you know, I don't know how many years or how long it takes to get before an immigration judge. I don't think anybody really truly knows, because it sounds like that there is a backlog that is, you know, just ridiculous. But, you know, we're looking at, I would assume, between 2018 and 2019. But who knows? Who knows when he was actually, you know, seeking asylum at that point?
That's true. But here's the other part of it, and I'm going to agree with Terrell. He's married to an American citizen. That makes him an American citizen. Not the same as you and I, but he has a green card. He was allowed to be here for 6 years. Okay, when the judge said, hey, don't send him back to El Salvador, and they sent him to El Salvador, and the Trump administration, which they rarely do, admitted a mistake, that should be enough right there to be like, okay, we need to rectify this. But instead, they doubled down because they can never be wrong. And then Trump goes and shares this image of his hand that has MS-13 on it. If that image proves to be fake, then...
That's not a fake image, Joe. I think we both know that's very real. It's from DHS.
Okay. Is it Kristi Noem's DHS?
Yeah. Well, so you're thinking now DHS is dropping fake photos?
I can't.
So,
really.
Okay.
I got to take everything that comes out of this administration.
All right. So I should go back into Joe Biden's administration and question everything that he posted too, right?
Y'all literally always do everything.
That's not true, Joe. That's not true.
Come on.
No,
But listen. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to catch you off.
No, I was just saying that that's very much a true photo. Even his family is not denying that photo at this point.
Okay. So Miss Rachel Warren's mom, okay, sorry for her loss and that whole situation. It's tragic. But she goes on TV and she talks about Chris Van Hollen and how, you know, he needs to remember Rachel Warren. You know, her death and everything that happened. But does she ever consider the fact that the person who murdered her daughter is still here in the United States awaiting a sentencing from a trial by a jury? Why aren't other people who have not murdered American citizens afforded that same luxury of being of going to court in front of a jury and saying, hey, you're guilty? My whole thing about this is if Kilmer is actually MS-13 and we came back and we had a court case and this was firm evidence, look at his hands, sir, look at the evidence. If he was actually MS-13, send him back, close the case, don't ever talk about it again. But we don't know that because we didn't go through that process.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe, and you know, I'm just thinking here on the spot.
Yeah.
Why did Senator Chris Van Hollen just ask Kilmer Garcia that when he was in El Salvador and just take a video of it?
I don't know nobody knows what he asked him.
But you know what I'm saying? Because Chris Van Hollen, he did videos the entire time. He did a video from the airport. He did a video from the car. He did a video from the hotel conference room. He was doing videos the entire time. But when he meets with Kilmer Garcia, we just get screenshots. Why would you not take a video of Kilmer Garcia saying, look, yes, my wife and I, we worked out our domestic dispute. That's fine. That happens all the time. And then also, I was never a member of MS-13. Why wouldn't they just do a video and put it to rest?
I have no idea why they wouldn't do a video, but I can't assume it's because he's guilty. That's what due process is. That's what the legal process should have been determining in all of this.
Well, Joe, I will take a stab at it. Obviously, neither one of us know, but I will say he did not do a video because he is, in fact, an MS-13 gang member.
It will come out. My last thing I just want to say is that she has nothing to do with Kilmer. When you do the question of the day, I think it's a great idea that you guys put the question of the day up there. It's a great tool to get a slice of your audience's beliefs and how they're feeling about a topic.
Yeah.
However, if the question of the day and the topic of the day are not the same, when you say, hey, I voted this way, I think that you subconsciously influenced the vote.
Oh,
because
I see
people
what you're
listen
saying.
To you.
I see what you're saying. All right, I'll stop saying that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all, though. Have a good Monday.
You too, Joe. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Again, that's what I'm, you know, for me, if Chris Van Hollen was really, you know, adamant about the fact that he believed that, you know, this whole connection with MS-13 is just from Trump's administration and nothing else. Why wouldn't you do a video? And say you didn't even do a video. When you're sitting at the table with him having margaritas, why not ask at that time, have you ever been affiliated with MS-13? Because Senator Chris Van Hollen, he came back, did a press conference, and not once did he say, you know what, I asked him about this, and this is what he had to say. Why wouldn't you ask him about MS-13 if that's the huge reason on which Trump administration is saying he cannot come back? See, it doesn't make any sense, because if he wasn't a part of MS-13, then that would be different, and Senator Chris Van Hollen would look like a hero for a fact taking his trip. But he didn't do it. I think he knows for sure that he's part of MS-13. I know he knows that. All right, coming up next, I'll take your phone calls on this. We'll continue on this topic. Real quick question for you. Is your roof leaking? Did you have damage from a storm, have leaks, lost shingles, gutters, or downspouts? You may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. They will also work with your insurance company, just so you know. Wallace Roofing is in business and have been for over 92 years. Is your full-service roofing company specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights? They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. Getting a roof repaired or replaced is something most homeowners dread. And when that happens, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price. Wallace Roofing is privately owned and has 0% financing available. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, do not hesitate. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHIC 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by the store nearest you.
The Rob Carson Show.
For years, we'll be thinking right up there with Krista McCullough and Sally Ride. They will think of Gayle King as an astronaut who literally the day before was on her morning show talking about delightful summer salad recipes. And, oh, yeah, I get to ride on a rocket tomorrow. Gayle King is suddenly right up there with John Glenn, right up there with Buzz Aldrin. She rode a rocket.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen, of course. What else will we be talking about? Maryland being embarrassed on the national stage again. This is like... Democrats just can't help themselves in this state, unfortunately. You know, with Glenn Ivey, the congressman from the 4th District, when he goes down to El Salvador next month, I almost want Gilmar Garcia to not be there, right? I want him moved to another country and it, like, done silently. So he shows up, you know, for his photo op, and they're like, oh, no, you didn't hear? Yeah, Gilmar, no, he's in Romania. Like that would be, you know what? I think that would be the troll of all time for President Trump. I really do. Of course, I want to still get your thoughts on this. And then we are going to talk about coming up here soon about what's going on at Fells Point. I got Mike in Harford County. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I'm glad you ended the conversation with the gentleman before me, because that was the reason why I called in. I knew they didn't take no video, because if he moved, if anyone noticed how they staged everything, they gave him a Kansas City hat because they were in the Super Bowl. They dressed him up in a red, white, and blue button-up, but his hands always stood under the table. You never got to see his hands.
Absolutely, yep.
So, I mean, I believe Chris Van Hollen knows he's MS-13, and he's using them for his political reason.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, I'm right there with you. And I knew, honestly, Mike, I think they knew about the domestic violence charges with his wife prior also, but they were hoping that it would...
You can go on K-Search and find it.
Yeah.
I found it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it makes you wonder, why would they trot her out there the way that they did? Or maybe they didn't find that out until after they trotted her out there the first time around. And then they had to keep going with it, because there's no way they didn't know about the domestic violence charges before he left for El Salvador.
Well, I know when they asked her the question, it took her 8 seconds, like 8 seconds to answer, well, I'm alive. You know, did he beat you up?
Yeah.
Well, I'm alive. You know, and it's just shady. It's shady.
Well, Mike, I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. And again, I'm going to go back to this, and I'm going to say, if Senator Chris Van Hollen really truly believed that Kilmer Garcia was not a part of MS-13, he would have got some kind of evidence of that while he was down there. He didn't. I got Dan in Emmitsburg. Dan, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, yep, Kim. First of all, happy Easter Monday. I guess the question I have then is with due process, and there's a lot of conversation about how this would be handled if he was brought back, which is, there's a whole conversation with Joe about the fact that he's an American citizen. It's questionable now, the point that if he is MS-13, he's also part of a terrorist organization, and that kind of you lose your rights when you join up a terrorist organization.
Right.
But moreover, due process, fair trial. If he was sent to Montgomery, PG County, would it be a fair trial, or would it just be let go? Would the jury say, now we don't need any time, we don't need to hear anything? Why don't we have it on the border in Texas, where they've suffered a lot of MS-13 violence? That also wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
So where do we have the trial? He's a terrorist.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that because the organization's been designated as a terrorist.
Right.
We're going to start talking about deepfakes, but moreover, then how come... If we can't accept the fact that, well, he's never going to have a fair trial, why don't we talk about Donald Trump's unfair trial in New York and the fact that Biden was never put on trial?
Yeah.
I mean, there's another comparison of the judicial system not working appropriately.
Yeah. I mean, even in the cases with Hunter Biden, I don't think there was...
Well, he was pardoned.
Right.
He's still pardoned. He's still on a pardon for something that may or may not have ever happened that we don't know about.
Right. But I mean, even before the pardon... I thought it was crazy that he went to the Delaware judge and said, hey, you know, let's go ahead and sweep this under the rug. Luckily, the Delaware judge said, you know what, I'm going to listen to my conscience here and we'll keep this, you know, case on file and let's go. But they were willing to sweep it under the rug, Dan. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. Well, thank you, Dan, so much. I got a break here. I appreciate you weighing in. I hope that you have a great week. Looks like more of you want to weigh in on this than you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Don't forget to take part in the poll at WCBM.com. Should the Trump administration work with El Salvador to logistically move Kilmer Garcia to another country? A question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Roman Catholics the world over are grieving the death of Pope Francis as mourners gather in Rome and church bells toll in the Eternal City and far beyond. The Vatican says the pontiff died at 7:35 this morning, a day after greeting crowds on St. Peter's Square and having a private meeting with Vice President Vance. A slow-moving storm system brought heavy rains, large hail, and tornadoes to parts of Texas and Oklahoma, Illinois, Missouri, and beyond over the weekend. There were many high-water rescues. Trees were brought down along with power lines, outages across a vast area. The fierce weather left at least three people dead. The White House says no significant or rather classified information was shared, reacting to another Signal chat controversy involving Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. On Wall Street, stocks sharply lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Charlie Morton may be the poster boy right now with Bird's mound woes, but he's certainly not the only one, according to manager Brandon Hyde.
We didn't get through the fourth, the first game, four innings, or it was 3 1/3 or something, 4 and then 2 1/3. You're just not going to be able to win games that way. You're going to win once in a while because you're going to outscore teams, but that's not how you win Major League Baseball games.
In fact, Orioles starters outside of Zach Eflin averaging less than 5 innings pitched per game and logging an ERA of well over 6. Sidebar, Birds closed the game yesterday with Jorge Mateo and Gary Sanchez taking the hill, allowing 9 runs over the final 2 frames. The last time the Birds had 2 different position players pitch in a game was June 26th of 1978. That was 47 years ago when the fearsome duo of Larry Harlow and Elrod Hendricks performed the feat. With the NFL draft coming up on Thursday, Eric DaCosta says it's business as usual for Baltimore.
I think we'll stick to the board like we typically do. We've been a best available player team, and we spent a lot of time, we spent 8 months really building the board based on the rankings of the players and how they stack against each other, and we believe that really if we're going to build a team, that's the best way to approach it.
Ravens have the 27th pick in round one, 11 picks as we speak overall. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps and Canadiens get it on tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Whatever you need to get done, the next several days, there really isn't much rain to slow you down. The cold front to the west of us, keeping us cloudy most of today, and temperatures a little bit cooler, 70 this afternoon. Our best chance of rains tonight, some scattered showers overnight. Then tomorrow's dry. We'll see some sunshine, 80 the high tomorrow. Wednesday, a few clouds, 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Need to hire high-quality candidates fast? Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
All right, we're talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen and his trip to El Salvador. We're going to wrap up this conversation here so we can get to the next topic, which is what happened in Fells Point over the weekend. Got a couple text messages here. Aubrey's asking, Kim, could they all be performing under duress? I by no means am a fan of Senator Chris Van Hollen, but just a thought. Aubrey, I understand what you're saying. I just don't think that that's true. I mean, like even our caller Mike there in Harford County, as he mentioned, you know, the Kilmer Garcia photos that Senator Chris Van Hollen put out are much different than the Kilmer Garcia photos that the president of El Salvador put out. And that is because in the president of El Salvador's pictures, you could see Kilmer's tattoos. Senator Chris Van Hollen made sure that you could not see his tattoos in the photos that he posted, right? This was manipulated. There was a spin here. And as we were talking before the break, it, you know, occurred to me that there was no video, even though, you know, they were taking pictures with Kilmer. There was no video, though, you know, Senator Chris Van Hollen, he had been taking lots of videos as he was going to El Salvador, even on the way back. And he even did some videos there in El Salvador, right? He wanted everything to be filmed, but he did not do a video with Kilmer himself. And if your main objective, right, your goal is to make sure that everybody knows here in Maryland that he is okay and he's not, as you say, Aubrey, under duress, why wouldn't you do some kind of video with Kilmer? He had the opportunity. They sat down for lunch. They had drinks. Whether or not you believe they actually drank any of the margaritas, I don't know. I don't really care about that. If I was Kilmer Garcia, I probably would have a margarita, for being honest. If I was Senator Chris Van Hollen, I'm jumping on a flight to El Salvador. And then I realized that, you know, I have to keep moving the goalposts because obviously this is getting absolutely nowhere. And I've got the Trump administration back home dropping all this information, basically outlining the fact that Kilmer is not a good guy. I'd have some margaritas too. Okay? Just so we're very clear on that. If he had a little bit of the margarita, I wouldn't be mad. As Senator Chris Van Hollen, I would understand. I would understand. But that's not the point here. The point is, when he was with Kilmer, why not get more evidence to bring home to his wife, his children, and even Kilmer's mom? Doesn't really make sense, though, does it? I got Lori in Dundalk. Lori, you want us to weigh in?
Hi, I hope you had a good holiday. My birthday was the day before, and then I got to celebrate. Oh,
nice. Happy birthday.
Same with Christ, and, you know, that's the good one. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, Kim, everybody's lost. We need to draw. We need to have somebody make good roadmaps. You are here. You're responsible for these people. You're getting paid for these people, and that's the truth. You live in America. You're representing us, and you need to do what you need to do. Not be spending extra money that we don't have. I mean, there's people in this country, old, young, black, white, I don't care what color, that are having hard times paying car notes, gas in the cars, having heat in their houses. It's more important to take care of your own. And once you can take care of everybody that you're responsible for, then you can reach out. That's how I was taught.
Yeah, yeah. No, Lori, great
point. You know, you take care of your family. And if you have a little left over, you can do that. But this is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. These people that have no allegiance to us, we shouldn't have allegiance to them anymore. And they should be scratched from being a politician because you were on the voting thing for America, not all over the world.
Yeah.
And this has got to stop.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
We have to, you know... I'm sorry. I do feel sorry for people. You know, when you're born in another country, you're expected. And if a man wants to rape you and he does it, if, you know, whatever. And I'm sorry, but there's a right way and a wrong way. And this is the wrong way. And it's given today's young people, oh, I'll just go bypass this, bypass that. And it's BS.
Yeah, Lori, I'm right there with you. And it's usually our progressives in office that don't remember that they are here representing Americans. Thank you so much for weighing in. Again, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I do agree with that. Christopher in Kaysville, he says a text over. He says El Salvador is safe these days. Yeah, Christopher, I actually wrote that on Senator Chris Van Hollen's post on X. You know, he was talking about how, oh, El Salvador, this and that. I'm like, El Salvador right now is safer than Baltimore City. Can't even dispute that. I mean, that's what it's come down to. I got Gary in Kingsville. Gary, happy Easter Monday to you.
Well, happy Easter to you, hon. And, you know, the greatest threat to justice in the United States is probably the U.S. Supreme Court and the law schools that keep pumping out lawyers and who become judges who have no regard for America nor for our Constitution. To these people, there is never enough due process. You may have convicted somebody, and they may have gone through multiple appeals, but to the left, there's just never enough due process. You never gave them enough opportunity to prove their innocence. So this guy that's down in El Salvador now was found guilty, as I understand it, by two different immigration justices. They found him to be a member of MS-13. Why is that not due process? This thing is ridiculous. These people are going to so encumber our legal system that nobody will ever be convicted of anything.
Yeah, yeah. Gary, it is. It's perplexing. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope that you have a great week.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless. I mean, it is perplexing. Like I said, after we talk about this today, I'm going to go ahead and drop this, right? Because I feel as though that we're giving a lot of air and oxygen to the story. That's exactly what they want. But it makes absolutely no sense. Regardless, Kilmer Garcia is not going to be living in America. So I don't know what his wife wants to do with their children or what his mom wants to do. But they got to figure out where else they're going to live if they plan to live near Kilmer. Okay, it's just that's what it comes down to. No matter what happens, even after this whole thing of due process that they believe he needs, he still isn't going to be here. He's not going to be here. And you know what? It could come down to a point where enough judges say, you know what? There's a lot of evidence here, and it looks like he is, connected to MS-13 in some way, or at least used to be. And so it is in our view that there is no right to a trial here. There's no right for anything here. Now, I do have a text message here from Craig in Harford County. Craig says, Kim, my guess would be, looking at the photo, that there was no translator there with Senator Chris Van Hollen and Kilmer. There was never going to be a conversation between the two. Well, if you look at the table and the pictures there, Senator Chris Van Hollen is speaking just fine to Kilmer Garcia. And I know that he cannot speak Spanish because when Senator Chris Van Hollen addressed the press in El Salvador, there were translators there. So Senator Chris Van Hollen cannot speak Spanish. So Kilmer Garcia speaks English. So they would not need a translator. But I understand what you're saying, Craig. I get that part of it. But no, there should have been some kind of video that came out of that. I got John in Darlington. John?
Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Couple of things that I know that I've learned about this that I don't think anybody's talked about is initially when he came into the country, he didn't seek asylum. They had to catch him. And in his first encounter with a hearing, he didn't ask for asylum, and he didn't mention the fact that he was in fear of his life. It wasn't until his second hearing when he got an immigration lawyer from New York that the fear of the other gang even came up. But by then, he had been in the country too long to request asylum. You have to do it within a short period of time, evidently. That's what I've been read.
Okay.
Now, secondly, if he's in fear of a rival gang, that means he's part of a gang, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. And thirdly, he was given a deportation order, but like you said, he wasn't to be deported back to El Salvador. So that means they can send him to any country they want to.
Right, right.
Right?
Yes.
So what's the point? He's going to come back to, and the other thing is Van Hollen didn't have to go down there. If it were anybody else, he would have just told the embassy to go check on him and report back to his family whether he was healthy or not. He went down there because he's a media whore.
Right. No, that's exactly why he went down there. I mean, I even said before, even before that, the president of El Salvador was in the Oval Office. He was right here in D.C.
That's right.
So,
and the other thing is, you haven't heard a peep out of Van Hollen until he became the senior senator.
Yeah.
You never saw him on TV. He never did anything in Congress. But all of a sudden, he becomes the senior senator, and you see him on TV almost every weekend.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. He's got other plans for sure.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. I hope you have a great week. Real quick, going back to the question of the day at WCBM.com, should the Trump administration work with El Salvador to logistically move Kilmer Garcia to another country? Right now, 92% of you say no, 8% of you say yes. We will stick a pin in it for now, because I do want to talk about what's been going on here locally. And like I said, you know, a lot of this is continuing because obviously we're giving a lot of air to this story, right? We're giving a lot of oxygen to Senator Van Hollen and this trip in which he continues to move the goalpost. And so I don't want to continue to give it any oxygen. I'm over it. Okay, this is like, seriously, I'm over it. I know so many people do believe that he should be able to come back and have his day and all this other stuff. I don't. I believe the ties to MS-13. I've seen enough evidence. I'm over it. I mean, the PG County Police, did they make any noise about this? No. If it was, in fact, true that they believed that this photo from DHS was not real, the PD would have spoke up and said, we don't believe that there were actual ties, or here's what we have, and so we can't definitively say that there is ties. Prince George's County Police, they've been silent on this. Because it is in my belief that they're going with DHS. This guy's got ties. He's got connection. Now, there was another story that broke over the weekend. I didn't go too deep into it because I'm already over it, to be honest with you. But, you know, there was a story that said that he was tied, Kilmer Garcia, to some human trafficking case in which he had 8 people in a vehicle in Texas. And the vehicle was pulled over. And when they were stopped, there was a report that was made saying that they believed that those people in the car were here illegally and they were being moved from Texas, from the border to other states or what have you. Again, 8 people in the car. Not a whole lot of light was shed on that story, but it was worth noting that Kilmer Garcia was in that car. And the note on the report was the police officer believed, couldn't definitively say, but believed they were trafficking those individuals and smuggled them over the border. So, look, the guy's not a stand-up gentleman like people wanted you to believe when this story first broke. He just isn't. He just isn't. And I'm not saying that that means that you don't have the right to certain things, right, due process. But if he is, in fact, tied to MS-13, which I do believe that there's enough evidence, you know, I don't care about your day in court. I don't care about it. Here in the state of Maryland alone, we're dealing with the fact that we've got MS-13 members that have killed American citizens. One just jogging on a path, a mother of 5. You know, and that's another thing that really, just real quick as a mother, it really upsets me because there's a lot of people not really truly putting in perspective. There are 5 children that will no longer see their mother. 5 children. 5 children thought their mom was going out for a jog and never returned. There are children that sat in that courtroom while they were introducing photo evidence. You heard from Patty Moore, Rachel's mom. She had to get some of the kids out of the courtroom because they didn't want them to see some of those photos. The whole thing is a mess. It's tragic. It's disgusting. And I just, you know, that to me is another reason why I'm over the story. I'm over it. All right. We're going to move on here to Fells Point. Fells Point. You know, whenever it starts to get warm outside, you see the crime and violence, you know, it does an uptick there in Baltimore City. And I want to believe that many of the criminals are kind of like me. We don't like the cold, so we don't do too much, you know. There are still shootings and things like that. But, you know, we're tropical people. We're not usually the ones out there, you know, when it's freezing outside. That's, again, why Jussie Smollett's story was so unbelievable there in Chicago. Because they said it was negative, what, 8 degrees, I think they said that night. -8 degrees, and he went to Subway of all places. Didn't even get a nice Chicago pizza. Just went to Subway when it was freezing. It came up with his ridiculous story. Well, anyways, at Fells Point, there was violence over the weekend. I want you to hear the sound. We'll talk about it a bit, then we'll talk about it after the break, because I want to believe that you're going to see another summer where Fells Point is dealing with juvenile crime, open bottles, open containers, and those being intoxicated in the streets, and dirt bikes going, you know, whizzing around. Take a listen.
It was a busy night for Baltimore police Saturday in Fells Point as residents are once again sounding the alarm to the problems in the neighborhood.
A lot of the juveniles have come in with that, you know, mentality, and they don't know how to conduct themselves.
Fox 45's Vincent Hill, he joins us live now from Fells Point with the latest incident and why residents say this system is broken. Vincent.
Well, Maxine, a pretty calm and quiet night here in Fells Point tonight. You can see folks just at the bars walking around, but last night, this block was a crime scene.
The more things change.
This wasn't the way Baltimore was.
The more they stay the same when it comes to crime in Fells Point.
Well, it's very disheartening.
Saturday night, just after midnight, in the 900 block of Fells Street.
So the number two male told the security he was robbed at gunpoint, said he was hit in the head with a gun.
An armed robbery, the victim pistol whipped, the suspect still on the run. Just minutes before, on the other side of Fells Point.
Court alerts for juveniles on a parking lot. Caller stated that their statements were physical, but subjects are not fighting, stated that they are standing on vehicles refusing to leave the location.
Reports of a large fight involving juveniles as onlookers stood on top of cars.
They don't know how to conduct themselves.
Michael Adams frequents the Fells Point area.
A lot of the juveniles have come in with that, you know, mentality, and they don't know how to conduct themselves, and the few tourist areas that we really have in the city that are very big, they're just giving them such a bad reputation, and it's not good for business.
Fox 45 has done extensive reporting on the problems of juvenile crime in the Fells Point area for the last couple of years.
A lot of young kids fighting, so the business is down.
I spoke to this Fells Point business owner in October after shots rang out outside her restaurant. A 16-year-old was shot and injured just after 2 in the morning.
I thought the Fells Point is really safe and a good neighbor, and like a lot of the people for the kind of being more business.
Along with shootings, our cameras have documented everything from large-scale fights to open-air drinking to countless juvenile curfew violations.
The biggest thing that I see is that there's no accountability.
With the city's youth curfew still a month away, which is not enforced by police.
When you have a system that does not really hold them accountable.
All right. Again, that was Vincent Hill with Fox 45 talking about the incident over the weekend. Apparently, a gentleman was robbed at gunpoint. He said he was hit in the head by the gun. The suspect is still at large. And I will say this, because I often ask, you know, who did these people vote for? You know, are they still voting for this? I will say that there were a lot of business owners in Baltimore City, especially in that area of Fells, that have been voting differently. Unfortunately, you know, when you're looking at the numbers, it doesn't make sense. But when we get back, I have a little bit of a conspiracy theory for you, because I think a lot of this comes down to the haves versus the have-nots. I'll explain when we get back.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The European Union is already looking to retaliate. They're going to be one of our toughest customers. Remember, tariffs built Europe with the Marshall Plan after they started the war. Okay? We pulled their fat out of the fire. Now they're punishing us. They've been ripping us off for decades.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so we're talking about the violent incident in Fells Point over the weekend. And again, you can go to Fells Point and still feel safe walking around. I don't want people to feel as though that they cannot go to Fells Point. Please, go to Fells Point. A lot of great restaurants down there. Of course, this has been something that we've seen in this area time and time again as soon as the weather gets warm. And I do feel bad for a lot of the Fells Point residents because, like I said, There's data that will suggest that there are many people in that area that are attempting to vote differently. It just doesn't work out numbers-wise because they are obviously in a very liberal district and, you know, the numbers are overwhelming for Democrats. And so it's a shame because I do believe that this is a battle of the haves versus the have-nots. And I say that because there was a time, and as you heard before the break there, if you heard the audio there, there was a resident that said that, you know, it used to not be this way in certain neighborhoods. And of course, he's correct in that, right? When you're thinking about Fells Point, you're thinking about Federal Hill, Canton, you know, there's areas there. Is it Brewers Hill? Is that how you, Brewers Hill, I believe? There's a couple areas there that you wouldn't normally see this carjacking, armed robberies and things like this back to back and, you know, home invasions. But now you do. And I want to believe, you can correct me on this, I want to believe a lot of this started after the death of Freddie Gray. And that was back in 2015. And if you missed it, Mayor Scott had a wreath laying ceremony for Freddie Gray because it has been 10 years, which, again, I don't know how the Democrats come up with their heroes, right? Freddie Gray, George Floyd, now Kim Argosia. How do you come up with this list? Anyways, I'm not going to go down that road today. But, you know, when it comes to Fells Point, I do believe after the Freddie Gray riots, after you had this, you know, what they call an unrest, I do believe that they did scale back the police presence. I do believe, remember, they were no longer clearing corners. They were no longer going after these individuals with open containers that were just partying and dancing around Fells Point at, you know, 3, 4 a.m. And I think that this has been allowed by individuals in office. And when I say individuals, I think Mayor Scott, I think former state's attorney Marilyn Mosby, and all those that felt as though that Fells Point and some of these areas were treated better than other areas and that they should be treated just the same as, you know, West Baltimore's, say, downtown Winchester, right? And that is what I think is happening here. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and I would love to hear from you, 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. But that's what I think is happening here. We're going to go through the numbers. I do have some homicide numbers from 2015 and beyond. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners.